Daniels, A.G. Prescott, brother and sister. Oakland, California, March 18, 1910. Elder Daniels and brother and sister Prescott. We have all felt pained to learn of Sister Prescott's illness. I have been afflicted of late through overmuch labor, and the burdens I bore at Mountain View and Lodi were heavy. I spoke 4 times at each place. I had decided not to come to this meeting in Oakland, but I thought I would attempt the journey and was blessed and strengthened. I shall try to speak Sabbath afternoon. My heart trembles for fear that I shall not be able to speak. March 19th. As soon as I was on my feet, I had a decided testimony for the people. Strength was given me, and I spoke for 1 hour from Acts 1, verse 1 to 14. The Lord gave me the power of His Holy Spirit, and I was greatly blessed in speaking the words the Lord gave me. We had a large congregation, considering that it was a rainy afternoon. Today I am resting. I am thankful that the Lord gives me His grace to address the people. There has been a constant battle in this church, warring against the Maxson and Sanderson element and the parties that have refused to come into harmony with the work of the Lord for this time. They are determined to war against the testimonies. We feel an intense interest that the truth shall go deep and thorough into the hearts of our people in their belief of the truth. They have in Oakland an evidence of the power of the Spirit of God, speaking through the human instrument. Our people feel greatly encouraged, and I am encouraged, for I was very sick for days before coming here. I thank the Lord for the strength and His power which came upon me while speaking. This gives me courage in the Lord. If the enemy can be, through Jesus Christ, exposed on every occasion that I visit Oakland, so that the message that the Lord sends shall be permitted to triumph through His grace, I shall be more thankful. I will act my part through the grace which the Lord gives me. I will be willing to endure any counter-working influence. The Lord understands the situation, and the artful working of the foe to make of no effect the work He would have done. Counter jots and tittles will be introduced and magnified to immense proportions when silence would be the wisdom of righteousness. Unless we are taught of God and worked by His Holy Spirit, great confusion will come into our ranks. What is needed if that we proclaim the truth and live the truth in its simplicity, that the souls that not heard the message of mercy in our cities may see the truth and lay hold upon it and be converted. Then, in the simplicity of their first love, present the truth to others. We are in danger of drying up and losing the heavenly moisture of the Holy Spirit. Let us read and receive and present to others the second chapter of the book of Acts. We need a deeper piety and the sincere meekness of the great teacher. The whole book of Acts is our lesson. I am instructed to advise you in Washington. All of us need to humble our own individual hearts and be converted daily. This I write to you. I may not be able to speak to the people in Oakland again, but I worry not about the matter. I have spoken once under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. If I feel urged by the Holy Spirit, I will stand on the platform again. I am not my own. I am bought with a price. I shall speak the words the Lord gives me, just as I spoke them in Washington when I was with you. Some of you did not understand the speech and may never understand. I knew this before I left you. If the converting power of God shall come into your hearts, there will be a decided revival among the very leaders in Washington, because they will be brought into right relation to God and can glorify His name. When the Holy Spirit shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, there will be in those connected with the printing office, the sanitarium, and with every line of work established there, a decided change. The Holy Spirit of God will refine, enlighten, and sanctify the receiver, that the glory of God shall be revealed. Those connected with every line of the work will be refined and purified from dross, and the entire church will be converted. But those who see no need of this work, as they have done, will continue to work out their own unconverted principles. The Lord will just as surely fulfill His word as He has done in times past. it is too late to trifle with the truth in any manner. Those who do this will just as surely as God lives reap the results. I am to write this warning to all who have or shall settle in Washington. Decided reformation should have taken place at the General Conference session held at Washington. But the working of the Holy Spirit was not recognized as it should have been. If it had been, wonderful victories would have been gained.
But Washington is not the only place in which a decided change is needed. In all-out printing establishments, there must be a higher moral standard upraised and maintained. Study the 13th chapter of Acts and understand that the Lord will not encourage false theories and a low standard. He requires our people in Washington to seek the Lord most earnestly. They need to study the light given in the book of Acts, to humble their own hearts before God. Every sanitarium that has been established is to be cleansed, sanctified, refined, purified. This reformatory work is to extend throughout America. Then let the message of warning go forth as a lamp that burneth into the highways and the byways. Read chapters 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, and 58 of Isaiah. I am to charge you that those who are here brought to view are in need of studying these chapters. I am to say unto you, there has been a disregard for the reproofs the Lord has given to his people. There are some who will accept the words they choose to accept, but do not make the words they choose to accept thorough work. Nevertheless, I am to warn those in high positions, carrying great responsibilities. You have had great light, and had you received it and followed on to know the Lord, souls that have not heard the reasons of our faith would have heard them ere now. Although the Lord has laid the reproof upon you, you have heeded not. Shall I not judge, saith the Lord, for these neglected duties to warn my people to understand what is truth? What will be the result if you heed and accept the 60th and 61st chapters of Isaiah? When the same reformation shall come to the people of God, chapters 60 and 61 will be understood. Chapters 62, 63, 64, and 65 will speak to you in a most decided manner. As you take these words and stop your complaining and your evil working, then shall the Lord appear to the conviction and conversion of souls. But whatever your position of influence may be, it is not wholly on the Lord's side, and you encourage evil. Put away the evil of your works. Come nigh, repent, and be converted. Your ways are not accepted of God. A reformation must go through the congregation of Israel. Come nigh, repent, and be converted. Your ways are not accepted of God. A reformation must go through the congregation of Israel. Elder Daniels needs to see clearly and distinctly that he never will see things straight unless he is converted. A great work is to be done, not in a fanatical way, but let each man begin in his own house and work diligently. The messages have been coming for years. Now delay no longer. Let every man teach the truth in his own household. I present this to you who had instruction line upon line, precept upon precept. I am in earnest when I say that there are many who pass for Christians that are not worthy of the name, and God is dishonored. Every line of the work in Washington needs to be candidly considered to see if the Lord is pleased with the fruit that you present to him in a well-ordered life and godly conversation. Will you consider whether you will grace heaven with your conversation? Our presence must grace heaven with its conformity to the will of our divine Savior. We must be converted in conversation. The whole heart the Lord requires to do him service. Mothers, your children are to be educated to do the Lord's service by your own lives. Teach your children to share in the home duties. Children are to be educated to be helping hands for their parents, and this is the training God requires the parents to give them in patience. Fathers and mothers, never scold your children, but take them aside and tell them they are to help you so that you may not have all the burdens to bear, and thus have not strength to train them to be children of the heavenly King. Word came to me that the students in one of our schools were planning to play for exercise. This plan was presented by the preceptor of the school when we were in Australia. At that time, the Lord presented to me that the distress then being experienced in Australia was caused by a lack of knowing how to obtain food from a cultivation of the soil. The people were not serving the Lord, and their works were contrary to the directions of God. Money has been selfishly obtained, banks were failing, and there was a great dearth of means because of men's iniquities and perversity. The displeasure of God rested upon the battle.
Read chapter 7 of the book Christian Education, and then trace out the history of the schools of the prophets, and when you see the force of the scriptures, you will see how much time is thrown away, filling the mind with false theories in regard to education. The searching of the scriptures is what we need to teach our children. The study of the word will give strength of intellect, for angels of God are close beside the one who is searching the scriptures. Says the psalmist, "The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple." Psalm 119, verse 130. It is often asked, should the Bible become the important book in our schools? Read the answer on pages 105 and 106 of Christian Education. I might quote page after page with reference to the value of the scripture being studied in our schools. In very many of our homes, there are books full of frivolous stories that fill the mind so that it is not possible for that mind to be converted to the love of the Word of God. The reading of such stories only cheapens the mind and the thoughts the more they are perused. I ask you all to purchase the book, Christian Education. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16-17. The Word of God is like a treasure house containing everything that is essential to perfect the man of God. We do not appreciate the Word of God as we should. Do you pray for the advancement of the truth? Then work for it and show that your prayers rise from sincere and honest hearts. God does not work miracles where He has provided means by which the work may be accomplished. You have a God high and lifted up, the train of whose glory fills the temple. I wish you all to present this book to those who have it not, and we will be repaid for the trouble we have taken to write this concerning it. Our people do not know, neither do they see clearly, to place a right conception upon this work. Brethren in our cities, I am to say to you that a great work is upon us. Satan will put his conceptions into the minds of men in our printing establishments, in our sanitariums, and into the minds of all engaged in our important lines of work. There will be a necessity of working to the point. There are fatal errors entertained by some which the Lord will not sustain, and these need a full investigation. The idea that a position once taken must never be given up is a snare of Satan, and must not be entertained. Any soul who entertains such an idea is in a most perilous position. The whole world is to be worked. Then, said the Lord, why are a few centers built up, and strength devoted to these centers, and no special effort put forth in many, many cities? The instruction has been given to us. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are,
and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. James 5, verse 16 to 20. Here is the true working of the Holy Spirit upon the heart. There is our work laid out before us. We need to look carefully and weigh every evidence God has given us. We are to make most diligent work to secure souls from the service of sin to righteousness. We have a grand work to do. If we make a mistake, we are to confess the error. Read the 3rd chapter of 1 Peter, also the 4th and 5th chapters. These chapters are very encouraging to present to those who are laboring in church capacity. Let the wise worker in church capacity be helped, and let him not fall into so great an error as to suppose that because he has had strong faith in an accepted idea or doctrine, that he must never make a change and must refuse to make repentance for his wrong. This very position shows him to be immortalized. This position held by Brother Cottrell makes us fear for him. His position is a dangerous one. I have been instructed that this position is very dangerous. We are liable to err, liable to accept theories and immortalize them until they become a part of our very selves, to live as long as we live. We are erring human beings.
Mothers often err in the management of their children. The mother must be daily converted, as a vessel unto honor, to devote her capabilities to her family. Converted and sanctified through the truth daily, she can be a sanctified worker in the home. She will often have her feelings stirred by the errors and the presumptuous course of her children, but she should never punish them in anger. The Lord will help the true Christian mother to seek his wisdom in difficult cases, and he will be her guide. Mothers, you can conquer only through Christ. With deep feelings of regret, she may be obliged to punish the willful, disobedient child, but prayer will often do more than the rod. The victory over the stubborn will often be gained by the presentation of Christ in her prayer. Never strike a painful blow to your child, which may cause a reform. Be sure to learn how to conquer self. As you live his life, showing your grief because of the self-will of the child, a complete victory may be given, and God be glorified. Mothers, fathers, by the grace of God, you can gain the victory over your own strong, selfish propensities. As you live his showing self-sacrifice at every step, you will leave a lifelong remembrance upon the minds of your children. Day by day you will learn the lessons of self-denial and how to conquer self. The Lord Jesus will be your helper. He understands your character, and he will be your light, your strength, your crown of rejoicing. Because you yield your will to the will of Christ, an impression is made which is of the highest importance to yourself. Strive to fulfill the will of your precious Redeemer, day by day looking unto him who is the author and finisher of your faith. Try it, fathers. Try it, mothers. Your children will be helped and cured of their unhappy tempers. Begin at once to conquest self. Children, you may begin overcoming your defects of character by giving yourselves to Christ, who gave his life for you. Let us all enter into a solemn covenant with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we will have a sample home, preparing for the transfer to the home Christ has gone to prepare for us. Oh, how pleasant will be that life fashioned after Christ's life!